Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Browns analyst joining us right now. Nathan, happy Browns Victory Monday.
Happy Browns Victory Monday to you and everybody listening. And it is amazing that we are a part of the most binary business in the world, the NFL. And boy, winning certainly feels a lot better than the alternative.
Yeah, teams were 5-223 since 2000 in games in which their team was shut out. Until 3:46 remaining in the fourth quarter, until yesterday's win over the Packers, when did you know that it was actually going to happen?
Well, first of all, it's great to be on the opposite side of one of those stats. I feel like those stats are usually pulled out for the Browns and on the other side of it. So that's number one. Thank you for sharing that with me. It's great. When did I know we had it? I don't know that I could say that there was a time where I knew we had it. I will say, and I was talking about this with Andrew Siciliano earlier today on CBD, when he went out for the 55-yarder, I just had this feel. I just knew he was going to make that kick. I was actually more nervous on the extra point to tie the game than I was on the 55-yarder. I just really thought he was going to make it, and he did. So I guess you could say at that point, when he went out there, I really thought we were going to win. And how about Andre Schmidt? What a story, and it's, I think I said on the call, this is why sports are the best. You can't write something like this. The tragedy that he's been dealing with, you know, that people didn't know about, and then he, you know, misses the kicks in the first week, and Browns could have easily kind of turned their back on him, gets a calf injury this week, could have said, you know what, let's just try something else, and stuck with him, and boy, were they rewarded for it, were we all rewarded for it, and couldn't be happier for Andre Schmidt.
You get the win this week in the fashion that you do. How does it change things if you look at the Browns' perspective, right? From going from 0-3 and how the team feels after trying to compete in that game, even if it goes late and ended up with a loss, compared to, okay, you have on the win on the board and how you move forward now.
Well, you beat the team that was the betting favorite going into that game to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, the team that a lot of people thought had, through 2 weeks, played the best football in the NFL. So I think it lets you know, number one, you can beat anybody. Number two, 1-2, you got a chance. 0-3, historically, you really, it's, I think, 2% of the time you have a chance to make the playoffs. So it's happened once, 0-3. So that changes it from that perspective. But more, it's just, it's the validation of what you believed. And I think from a national perspective, you needed to win to give this defense the attention that it rightfully deserves. This defense right now is playing on another level. And this defensive line, led by, of course, Myles Garrett, is appearing to be generational. This Carson Schlesinger is incredible at the second level. You know, you needed, for a defense that shut down the best passing attack from a year ago, shut down the best running attack from a year ago, and then in this one, they came out to shut down Josh Jacobs. They did that. They get their first takeaway. But, you know, they're giving up under 200 yards a game, or right around 200 yards a game through 3 weeks. They needed that win for people to be really talking about them and acknowledging their greatness. And so I think for that part of it's pretty gratifying for this defense because they deserve to be talked about right now. They're one of the best individual units in the National Football League, period, right now.
Nathan, do you think this is the best assembled group of talent Miles has had around him up front?
Yes, I do. I think that it is, you know, it's early. And I was talking with Shelby Harris, who got the block on the field goal earlier today. And, you know, he said, we have to go prove it every week. But this has the chance to be regarded as an all-time defensive line. And, yes, I think the talent around him, you know, Mason Graham is playing great football, and you're starting to see that. But, you know, Malik Collins, seeing what he can do when he's just getting one-on-ones. He had a sack and a half. McGuire's playing great. Alex Wright is playing very well. You're going to get Mike Hall back. You got Shelby. You got Aiden Huntington. And then you have Miles, who is drawing triple teams. I mean, Mina Kimes put out the picture of the conga line. Hilarious. But, yeah, this is a special group, and it's obviously led by, I think, the best non-quarterback in the NFL, bar none, Myles Garrett.
So we obviously see in that game the offense doesn't do, you know, what they set out to do. They were bad for about 56 minutes of it and were okay for the last four. A lot of boos in that stadium for Joe Flacco. A lot of people today saying they'd rather see Dylan start week four. They're going with Joe to play the Lions. What is it right now that he does better than what Dylan Gabriel could offer you?
Well, I mean, first of all, he just has the experience, you know, that Dylan Gabriel obviously could not have. And we've only seen Dylan Gabriel a little bit in a garbage time situation against Baltimore. I think, you know, we've seen Joe Flacco be very successful and productive with the Browns before. Prior to this week's game, he averaged 300 yards a game passing as a starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. You know, at one point back in 2023, and I realize it's not 2023 anymore, but, you know, he had those five straight games with 300 yards. We've seen that. What we're not getting right now are the ball down the field at the level that we have come to be accustomed to with Joe Flacco. And part of that is, you know, I think at times he's missed guys open, times he's missed throws, and other times he's just not getting the protection. And obviously the injury to DeJuan Jones is significant and is so unfortunate. I love that kid. He's worked so hard to get his body in a good place, and to have this happen on a kind of a, just a freak low hit into his knee is brutal. But I think Joe Flacco still gives you all of those things that we like about Joe Flacco. We'll have to see. And if the time comes that Dylan Gabriel gets an opportunity, I know that he's going to be very good operating this offense as well. This offense has to get going, and where we're not getting it right now is off of play action, our yards per completion, our yards per attempt, and our yards per, you know, down the field air yards per attempt are significantly down from years past. And, you know, that's, we've got to find a way to get Joe Flacco throwing the football down the field. That's what he's best at. And so far, it just hasn't come to fruition. So that's, we just won the game. Joe Flacco, we've seen him win and be a winning quarterback for us. And so that's why I think the decision that why Kevin Stefanski is keeping it there. I do think that, you know, Dylan Gabriel has a lot to offer in terms of his, the way he gets the ball out quickly, all of that, but that will come in due time if necessary. And I think what we should all hope is that it doesn't, because that means we keep winning.
How far away do you think we are during the season to get this offense where it needs to be to give that defense a chance to win every game?
Yeah, you hope not far. And I think getting Quinshon Judkins back, and you saw him this week, was really kind of, he was the guy. We need to see more of that. We need to see it certainly earlier in games. You know, we have not been a good first half offense yet. I mean, in the game against the Ravens, we held them to 81 yards of offense in the first half, and but couldn't get anything going on offense and couldn't get anything going here either. So we have got to be a much better first half offense. I think the answer is it's close. And the reason I say that is because if you watch the All-22, you see that there are big plays to be made. We just have to go make them.
All right, we got about 40 seconds left with you, Nathan. So many good rookies to choose from for the Browns. Which rookies impressed you the most?
Yeah, there are a bevy to choose from. I'm just going to go with Carson Schlessinger. To be thrust into being the Mike linebacker and be the quarterback of the defense, be the one in the chess match with, you know, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jordan Love, and by proxy, their offensive coordinators, you know, certainly Todd Monken last week and Matt LaFleur this week. That is very tough, and that kid is everywhere. He understands it. He is tremendous against the run. He should have had two sacks yesterday. That 12th man on the field call, that was kind of, it obviously didn't affect the play. Andrew Siciliano was very fired up on the broadcast about how it wasn't in the spirit of the rule, and he was mad at Matt LaFleur. But Carson Schlessinger is doing it all. You want to play pass coverage, he can do that. You want to play the run, he does that with great physicality. You want him to be an add-on blitzer, he can get to the quarterback. You want to see him in open space track somebody down. I mean, that play was like a heat-seeking missile when he went and got Jordan Love. So Carson Schlessinger has been, I think he's playing, if he continues what he's doing now, he will be a Pro Bowler as a rookie, and I think has a good chance to be the defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, I'll just tell you that that first sack was so much fun, watching him kind of shadow the defensive tackle in front of him and just sneak after the offensive line. So much fun. I also was pissed it got called back. Nathan, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Nathan.
All right, you got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Nathan Zagura there, Browns analyst on the Fan Hotline. So I asked him that question there because we were going to get to this early, and then the Flacco conversation kind of took over here. There are so many to choose from. Which rookie has impressed you the most?
I honestly think I probably go where with Nathan goes with Carson Schlesinger. Like, I think that is the guy because he was the most unproven guy that was drafted early on by the Browns, right? He walked in as a walk-on, was a one-year starter, basically, and walked in and led the nation in tackles. I also, it's kind of a cop-out. I don't know that there's really a guy that you pick out of four or five rookies that you're necessarily wrong or I'm going to disagree with you on.
I think there's three guys. There is Mason Graham, there's Carson Schlesinger, and there's Quinshon Judkins. And each has impressed me for like a different reason. Carson was my least favorite of the your first four picks because I just thought you don't need a linebacker right now. Like, let's get into the trenches. Let's go ahead and draft maybe another edge, a complimentary edge piece, maybe a wide receiver. There were so many good players. When you took him with the first pick of the second round, I couldn't believe it. And what I have seen over the last, I don't want to even talk about the preseason because it doesn't matter. I don't want to talk about the camp, although he stood out then. This is a kid that's put, like, getting the green dot as a rookie is so incredibly hard. And he makes so many just, like, when we had heard, why, you know, walk on, all the things you mentioned, I remember thinking, like, oh my God, this sounds like a flash in a pan. He is so football smart. One way that I might lean Quinshon on this, by the way, just real quick, is for him, for whatever reason, to have missed camp and everything the way he has. And pass blocking is still a work in progress, but for him to be that good on the ground in basically his second week of real practice impressed the hell out of me, but it's Mason Graham for me. Defensive tackles, you just never know. I mean, we've done the cliche of like Fletcher Cox was like the 12th pick in the draft. He didn't really pop until 3 years in. Akeem Hicks was on team three when he really broke out in Chicago. Chris Jones, Not a whole lot as a rookie, and then you saw him kind of explode, and he became one of the most underrated defensive tackles to this day, still very underrated. What Mason's doing, the impact he's having, he's solving your problem with wide nine. The wide nine is you get too wide, and you open up these run lanes, and he's solving those problems while also each week I think he's been a better pass rusher. Like, this kid, like, I remember looking at him in Michigan and asking other Ohio State fans, why aren't you on board with this kid? Because this kid's the best player on the field in Michigan, Ohio State, with guys who are going to be potential top three picks. What are we doing here? He's been even better than I thought as a rookie. Like, for a top five defensive tackle to hit the ground running, don't look at the stats, look at the tape, to look this good, I mean, it's one thing for Carson, who I had no expectations for, just to you know, blow all the way past him. It's another thing for a kid who I had a lot of expectations for and a little bit of concern he might not be able to live up to it, because defensive tackles, it's do you have 10 sacks or not? This kid is so much better, so much earlier than I thought it was going to be. I'm blown away by Mason Graham.
Yeah, I take all three of those. Like, you don't put Harold Fannin Jr. in that conversation?
Ooh, that's a good one. I probably forgot it, Harold. I guess my thing with Harold is kind of expected him to be good. It's difficult.
He's a third round pick?
Well, and he's a tight end.
Yeah.
Again, tight ends, defensive tackles. Talk to me in 5 years. I might have to pay you that second contract before I get the Pro Bowl performance out of you. I don't know. He just kind of seemed like the perfect player. Like, at this point, I'm more comfortable with Harold making plays than I am with David Njoku. But thank you for reminding me, because I completely had forgotten about, you know, the other really good rookie.
And honestly, I think in a weird way, when we talk about the conversation of impressed, I understand that he's not on the same level. Like, Aiden Huntington's kind of in that conversation, too, of an undrafted free agent. I get it. He's not Quinshon. He's not Carson Schlesinger. But, like, playing both sides of the ball and playing a role of, he's rotational, but they're putting him in key moments to pick up key blocks as a fullback, or, you know, have to hold down the interior of the defensive line when Mason Graham's beside of him, or, you know, another veteran, but to be able to go out there and do his job as an undrafted guy is huge too.
And he's doing it in a spot that I think Mike Hall Jr. would be doing if Mike.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool, but financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Mike Hall Jr. was healthy right now. 216-474-0092. There's at least four of them you could choose. Which rookie right now is surprising you the most? I do want to get to one thought, one kernel of an idea about what Browns fans might owe Andre Schmidt. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. With Andre Schmidt's big kick yesterday, the big prevailing take was, oh, we owe Andre Schmidt an apology. Do you think we do?
I don't think I do. I think most of the rest of the city does.
Why don't you think you owe him an apology?
Because I came to the defense of Andre Schmidt when he missed his two kicks.
What was your defense? I don't recall this.
This was week one, saying the kid missed two kicks in his first NFL game. Maybe we should backpedal a little bit and realize there's not that many good kickers out there. And he might have just missed two kicks the way that every NFL kicker misses two kicks.
Yeah. Okay. So your excuse was it's okay he's bad at his job.
For 1 week? Yeah, it is okay you're bad at your job for 1 week.
Hmm. Well, it affected the next week when they didn't kick certain field goal attempts because they were afraid of...
That's a Kevin Stefanski problem. That's not an Andre Schmidt problem.
Is it, though? I don't owe Andre Schmidt an apology.
In what way do you not? You literally called for his job and he won you the game this week.
Yes, because he didn't do his job. You did your job this week. Thank you. We move on. The whole point of kicking is we live in the golden era of kickers. Kickers have never kicked longer field goals. They had to move the extra point back because extra points were too much money and too easy to do. And so this is the one position on the entire, one of like three positions in the entire team. It's a yes-no question where context almost never matters. Did you make your kicks this week? Yes, you're a good kicker. No, get the hell out of here. Unless you are Justin Tucker or Harry Butker or any one of the kickers who've been in the NFL for 10 years or proven.
Got a personal level with Harrison Butker, huh?
No. His name's Harrison. I called him Harry. A lot of people named Harrison become... How is that personal?
I just say it was a nickname. He gave him a little nickname.
Yeah. Well, he's also very hairy. I don't know if you noticed that.
I have not noticed that.
He's got a very well-groomed beard. Kind of looks like a bit of a jerk. But no. But Harry Butker, unless you're one of those kickers, I am under no... I don't know what this nicey-nice crap is. Think of the kickers. Oh, it's a tough job. It's not a tough job. Might be hard to do, but it's not a tough job. It's a yes or no question. We can't do that with quarterbacks anymore. Well, it's not the quarterback's fault. It sucks. It's everybody else's fault. It's the head coach's fault. It's just that the other. It's not the defense's fault. They suck. No. Every other thing is up for debate now, except for kickers. Did you make your kicks? Nope. Cool. Have you made kicks before in the NFL? Nope. Cool. I was right to call for his ass 2 weeks ago. Now, kudos for him for withstanding the storm, because that's what it is to be a kicker in the damn NFL.
Okay, but your other options were, by the way, these are the legitimate kickers that are out on the market. It would be Cade York, Austin Seibert, I believe Greg Zuerlein and Greg Joseph were both available.
John Parker Romo, who got signed in Atlanta, who's actually done and won the job now. He was one of the guys. Yeah, the point is, like, you're like, Andre Schmidt wasn't anything as a like a prospect. He wasn't like one of the guys who went undrafted. I think he was in camp with the Bears, but never made it to the regular season. Went to the UFL. Didn't exactly light the world on fire in the UFL.
I think he was second in the running behind Brandon Aubrey. I think it was him and Brandon
so
Aubrey.
The second best kicker in the UFL.
Okay, Brandon Aubrey is now a top kicker in the NFL.
In the UFL. If I'm going to take somebody from the UFL, you better be the best kicker from the UFL.
Okay, well, when the best kicker goes from being the best in the UFL to now being one of the best in the NFL,
what does that make you?
Not the best. Yeah, if you're a slightly behind Brandon Aubrey, which he was in that
slightly
race.
Slightly behind.
Yeah, he was the second. I mean, there was literally a debate between Brandon Aubrey and Andre Schmidt that year.
I don't recall those debates on St. Louis Sports Talk.
That's because nobody's talking about St. Louis UFL football on Sports
Talk. Well, not now they're not.
Well, maybe they should have been. Maybe there should have been more hype for Andre Schmidt.
Sell me Andre Schmidt and why he deserves an apology.
Okay, go through and look at any kicker in their first year. You miss Phil Dawson, a kicker who is here for years and years. And yes, this is a different era, and kickers need to be, you know, more consistent from 40 yards and in. Absolutely. Missed two kicks in his rookie year from 30 to 39.
Yeah. That was also an expansion team with no threat to win. This is like the Browns brought Andre Schmidt in opposite of Dustin Hopkins.
He was also bad.
He was the threat. And then Andre Schmidt kind of won because Dustin Hopkins was that bad. So the idea that they would even have that kind of cling to him is insane. Like, we're at the point where, and listen, he made his kick. You're safe for now. But we're at the point where this kid has another bad game. We are right back to, you've missed more kicks than you've made. Maybe you should think about another career.
Yeah, that's fine. If you want to do that 6 weeks into the season and you have a sample size to do it, you missed an extra point and a bad 36-yard field goal. It was bad. I don't defend the performance that he put out in week
one. Seems like you're defending the performance he put out there in week one.
It's not good. He cost you the game. You would have won the game had Andre Schmidt made his kicks. It's also like, again, you look at every other position in the NFL, if they come out and have a bad game, nobody's saying cut Travis Hunter. And yes,
Number two pick versus an undrafted free agent who is really, really quite okay in the UFL. It's a little different.
You're being disingenuous on his UFL performance.
On purpose.
Yeah, I can tell.
Dismissive, because he's a kicker. Like unless you are a highly rated prospect, like they were right to keep Cade York as long as they were, even if they took it to a ridiculous degree, they drafted him with a fourth-round pick. Of course you thought he could be the next Justin Tucker. The 49ers kept Jake Moody around, who was as inconsistent as you could be. Had a lot of struggles. Why? He took him, I think, with a third-round pick, which was even dumber. But because you thought he could be something. He's an undrafted free agent again from the UFL that you kind of had because you needed another kicker because, Dustin Hopkins was hurt and you thought, well, he'll just be here for a week? Like, I do think entry point matters. But I think, like, the thing that the Browns fans said 2 weeks ago was fair. Like, I don't owe you anything as a kicker. As a quarterback, I got to be patient. I do. I mean, because if you go somewhere else and all of a sudden you're the best quarterback in the game or a top 10 quarterback, it's the Baker thing all over. Same thing with running backs and linebackers and offensive linemen.
We've had too many conversations over the past 3 years where we're talking about special teams and kickers can't make kicks. I mean, we were doing, 4 weeks of kicker radio during Cade York, and you have not found anything.
So we should be more beholden to a kid that wasn't even a big prospect coming out of school?
No, I'm just saying you move on from a guy after one game, you haven't found the answer. It's not like you've found anything through cycling through 25 kickers, even for a small period. Like, Dustin Hopkins was good for a year, and you threw him a contract, and it didn't work. But you have not found an answer past Phil Dawson, while other teams, most of those teams since that time, have at least cycled to a kicker who has lived up to a multiple-year contract that they've played out.
216-474-0092. Do you owe, or do we owe, Andre Schmidt an apology? Now, he missed his kicks, and we wanted him gone. Now he's made them, and we like Andre Schmidt. That's how it goes for every kicker in the NFL. Now, we weren't going to do this, but Steve in a car would like to give me my flowers. Steve, I am ready to receive my flowers. Happy Browns Victory Monday.
Happy Browns Victory Monday, Mr. Guarantee.
I mean, it's who I am. People are calling it. People are saying it about me. Who am I to say, no, that's not what you call me, because I did guarantee. I had two guarantees that the Browns would win.
I already feel like I shouldn't be in the room for this.
Yeah. I mean,
I already feel like I need a cigarette.
You had the chutzpah, and that's what I love about you, Nick. That's what I love about you.
Well, Steve, I accept these flowers. I think they smell lovely. And, I'm not going to say I'm going to guarantee a victory this week. That would be presumptuous. I have to figure out how I feel about it. But you know, the next time you hear a guarantee or two guarantees, you'll be able to take it to the bank there, friend.
Mr. Guarantee said so.
Happy Browns Victory Monday.
Yes, sir.
Steve there, giving me my flowers. Did you guarantee a win on Sunday?
No, I didn't, and I feel okay about that.
Yeah?
Because in the ways in which I thought there was a pathway to winning the game, the Browns did not perform, and they went through a pathway that I did not see, so I feel okay that way.
I mean, I distinctly said the Browns will win on Sunday, and then they won.
Last I recall, you were like half backpedaling that guarantee, too.
No, I had two separate guarantees.
Can we get Martin on this? Can we get Jenkin on this? I almost remember you backpedaling that.
Well, I think your memory might be faulty. Kids your age like to drink a lot. I'm not saying that's what this is. I'm saying it could be a factor here.
I like how we go from my call of your guarantee to me being an alcoholic.
Your words, not mine. I would never guarantee that. However, I had two guarantees, both of them that the Browns were going to win, and the Browns won. Ergo, I didn't just guarantee one. I had two guarantees. Be right.
Jake, did he backpedal that guarantee last week?
He did backpedal it a little bit. I think we ended the segment with JP saying that both of his guarantees were invalid. Mm-hmm. Personally, I thought he took the one to the next level by guaranteeing a Browns win. No ifs about it. And I'll give him his flowers for guaranteeing the win when nobody else could.
All I hear is Nick Wilson guaranteeing a win.
You must have missed the beginning part of that where he said he backpedaled it a little bit.
I don't recall that. No. I don't.
Conveniently, very selective memory out of Nick Wilson.
I'm a large person. We don't backpedal well. I stood firm. I was like that guy with the sword in Game of Thrones. He's got the armies rushing at him, and I had the sword out. Ready to fall on the sword, if need be, for the city of Cleveland. You're welcome.
Your revisionist history.
Or are we outright lying? Can we want to start throwing that around?
No, I didn't say that.
You're just a little salty that you didn't guarantee a win.
I didn't want to guarantee it.
It's okay. You're right. No, you're right. Because you don't have the put them on the table. You know, that's what you're not going to do.
I'm okay with that from this week.
216-474-0092. Do we owe Andre Schmidt an apology? No. He's a kicker. Stop. A diabolical question about Cleveland sports over the weekend. A win and a coulda won in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Stop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place.